Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul. I'm here this week with Kyle.
Hey, what's up?
Tabsy.
Hey, Chris.
Jeremy.
Chris.
And we're talking to our entire audience this week. The man who will win biggest bully in comedy, Chris Clemzy.
Hi, Chris.
Clemzy, it's official. You're part of the Ad Hominem Attack Show.
All it needed was the S-Y at the end.
Yeah.
What is it? Kylie? That's right. Tabsy?
Yeah, I don't
know. Kylie.
Kylie, that's it.
Jersey.
No, I'm not Jersey.
Jersey.
No, he's not Jersey. He's Piggy Poop Balls.
Kevin Smith's Jersey girl.
He's only a jersey you could find at Goodwill, so something like Tyrone Hill.
Hey, he was a goddamn beast back in the day.
Starberry, bro.
Yeah, he's just the Big Ben jersey.
With that cough and Jersey Girl, he's the Jennifer Lopez character that dies right at the beginning.
Good.
Yeah, after having Ben Affleck's baby.
Yeah.
I'll kill anyone.
Well, I couldn't handle a big Buford. I don't think I can handle a baby.
I don't think you can handle Ben Affleck. Just saying.
Does he have a big take these teeth out and rock his world.
I don't know about Ben Affleck's dong, but we watched a bunch of Kevin Smith movies, so I was just like thinking a whole lot about like Ben Affleck as a human and just like who he is, and I don't know, just seems like he fucks good. That's all.
I feel like Ben Affleck has been a celebrity long enough that if he had a weird or weirdly small dong, it would have been news at this point.
Well, I just assumed his dong size was news regardless. If he had a giant dong, he would be out there too.
That's what I'm saying. It must be just a normal dong for it to never have come up.
We have a primary source here. What's the word in the gyms, Clem?
His penis is much like the Ben Affleck of dicks. It's not that memorable, but it lasts a while, and in the right role, it really excels.
Thorough analysis.
His dick is also the second best Batman.
The most impressive thing his dick did was CrossFit in the Batman costume. Hit a few tires. That's in Batman vs. Superman, right? He hits tires with a hammer, does he not?
Does. Yes, he does. He's a CrossFitting motherfucker.
Yeah. Is that one of the things you did to lose weight?
Yeah. I just did the Batman v. Superman workout. Dawn of fitness.
Just beat everything with hammers, though.
I've been doing the Val Kilmer's dick workout. I just kind of lay around and drink.
Does your neck have a hole in it?
Does it? Tell me.
No, it does not.
Poor Val. All
right. He's doing okay. He's hanging in there.
He's in the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's right. He looks real weird in it too.
Puffy.
Oh, I thought you said husky. I was like, it works.
No, it's not just weight gain. His face betrayed him. There's some weird shit going on with his whole face.
Well, yeah, it's cancer or whatever.
Yeah, he's got all sorts of bad shit.
Got his throat cut open, tumor removed.
All right, well, I didn't know that, so I just thought his fucking face was weird.
Hollywood Clem has his fucking finger on the pulse of who's got fucking cancer.
Yeah. Not going to make me feel bad about this.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
Fuck his cancer face.
He didn't just get ugly, though. He pretty much was on death's doorstep.
Get ugly.
he should have knocked harder on the door if
not everybody fights death and looks like shit.
True.
I don't know
what Jimmy's just happened there.
Jeremy's gonna get cancer face one day and look better.
Hot Jeremy 2.0.
Hot Jeremy 2.0 is what everybody sees in his casket.
That's like very nice of you to assume that I would have enough to afford a traditional burial.
No, Jeremy's people tend to like to be cremated.
Jesus Christ. I don't think they like it.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage. I don't know. I was being racist. Sorry.
You can still have an open casket if you get cremated.
No, you're right. I never claimed to be a smart boy.
In a casket. Prop the widow.
Just looks like an ashtray.
Yeah. They're just cigarette butts in it.
Bro, I have a SeaWorld ashtray that is like my prized possession because like it has like really cute like cartoon Shamus all over it and that you just like fucking ash your cigarettes in. But now I just want to get cremated for the sole purpose of just being like, put me in that ashtray and put me on a podium and just like file people through and they can just say goodbye to that. I'm getting all sorts of good ideas.
When you guys were growing up, did your parents have those little... did you guys' parents smoke? Am I the only one that grew up in a smoker house?
No, my parents smoked.
Did they have those little, like, metal... they're fucking cool, actually. As a smoker, I loved them. They were, like, little trays, and it was, like, a little stand, and it was just an ashtray.
Yes.
You can move it around and you'd sit it next to your chairs.
Yeah, the little ashtray stand.
That would be pretty classy at a funeral.
Yeah, you could take like the little.
I had one in my bedroom for years, and it would you could open it at like the middle, pull it apart, and hide your weed in it.
Hell yeah!
Nice.
Cool.
I would like for somebody to hide their weed in me after I die, but
not in the ashtray part, or not in the ashes.
No, and like, you know, just build me a secret apartment.
I don't like where this is going. My brain's here, I don't either.
You want me to shove an eighth in your belly button? Is that what you're saying?
I don't like Jeremy's confidence that anyone's gonna think about him after we exploit his death for a couple of weeks.
I don't like the casualness he just says and make me a secret compartment.
I just like that he thinks somebody's gonna lug around 300 pounds of dead flesh just to hide their weed in it. you're ending up where you die. Nobody's moving that body.
Yeah. If anyone's like looking for weed, like if someone comes, if I were a teenager, my parents came in and they're like, "Man, where's your weed at?" I'm like, "They're not gonna suspect this 300 pound dead man over here."
Yeah.
But you're gonna be like,
gonna check under my bed.
Like driving around with that much dead Jew isn't gonna get you in more trouble than the weed.
Yeah, the cops pull you open, open up your trunk and go, oh, a dead body. Where's the weed at in this fat fuck?
Of course, you could just tell the cop, like, look, he's all tatted up. He can't, we couldn't bury him anywhere.
It would cover up the smell. Nobody would, dogs or whatever, you could put any kind of drugs in that.
You could do that with his body now.
Well, I know what I'm doing after my job gets downsized. Drug mule.
Yeah.
I got lots of fold side shit in.
I was about to say, you just tuck a rolled up bag under a titty, you know, roll one up under that, like, that like overhang here, you know, no one's gonna notice nothing.
Nope. They're not gonna wanna look.
Exactly. I don't know what it is, but the way that Tabitha said under a titty, it implies that there's more than a normal amount too.
Pop one under a titty, you know. Well, it's like to be like try it out, you know, you pop one under a titty. Get a feel for it. Maybe see if you can fit a bigger bag than the one you popped on in the first one. You know, you just size it up and then you pop.
Jeremy has a thorax.
His tattoos already have context for it. So now when you lift up his overhang under his belly button, you find a bag of weed and it says, "Be blessed."
It does. Man.
That tattoo hasn't aged well, considering how few people have seen it.
Is that because you haven't had sex or because your gut covers it?
Both. I haven't been blessed in that many people.
We have to sit and contemplate it.
I was just thinking of all the levels that statement hits on.
You guys eat the skin on a baked potato?
Yes.
Okay. My wife told me I'm white trash because I eat the skin. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's the best part.
I don't know if you're asking the best group for backup in that.
Right, that it's not white trash, you know.
It's the opposite, man.
You might as well be taking a survey at a trailer park.
She grew up in Slavic Village, so her palate isn't exactly fucking premier.
She's just inner city white trash. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Slavic Village is
garbage. That's why she married me.
Slop Pig Village.
It's just spaghetti dinner nights every night.
Come on down.
Good. I'm glad I can go down and tell her that.
I'm thinking that over. Like, how do you think that baked potato? How do you get to the conclusion that baked potato skin?
Just ask her if they eat the skin on a little homemade sausage.
What about sweet potatoes?
I don't fuck with sweet potatoes. I don't like
them. Thank you, man. The exact amount of intensity is just how much I fall. Just like no hesitation. Like no, thank you, please. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck. They're like stringy as hell. I don't like
sweet
that
potatoes
shit.
Are so much better than regular potatoes.
Okay, I get it. You're thin. Come on, like.
The only reason the sweet potatoes are better is because you can't put so much shit in them and make them better.
No, they that's the thing. No I make a fucking sweet potato and I put half a goddamn stick of butter on it and then so much just like fucking cinnamon sugar. That's the only thing that makes it not gross to me.
Yeah, that's the only way, the only thing you can do with sweet potatoes is to make them suck less. And
I don't have regular potatoes, so I feel like that like
can't. People love sweet potato french fries.
I'm like, those are great.
In my defense, I don't think I've ever had a sweet potato french fry, so I can't.
Now that's white trash.
And not having a sweet potato french fry?
Yeah, you haven't been cultured enough.
Oh, yeah, no. It's like, I just stopped drinking Mountain Dew.
You call that cultured? Are you calling that cultured?
Compared to this regular french fry?
I don't like this. I don't like what you're doing.
I think it just says that you can't afford a restaurant that has the option of sweet potato fries.
No, I go to nice ass restaurants. I eat enough to be like, I'm treating myself like every single day. I spend a lot of money on food, but when I go to a fuck you.
You know what it is? You know what I don't like about this is that Clem is selling his pro sweet potato stance is this Midwest quirkiness, like nice guy bullshit, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry for laughing, but I'm just laughing like I would at home when I'm just listening to this later on.
No, yeah, I have definitely seen many a sweet potato fry on a menu, but when I see it, I'm just like, man, I'm not going to fucking pay a bunch to, like, try a sweet potato fry and be like, oh, is this what I like? Like, no.
Yeah, tap the option of mixed vegetables every time.
That's not worth the $2.50 upcharge to risk.
It is not. When that $2.50 upcharge can be used on onion rings, come on. Every time.
The assertion that sweet potato French fries make you more cultured is such horseshit.
No, you know what, you could be more cultured is if you called them pomfrites.
Hey, you know that one thing that is barely good enough to eat once a year? It makes you smarter to eat it year round. Fuck you, Chris Clem.
No, well, hey, correlation is not causation, but in this case, there is a correlation. So,
yeah, I'm with Chris on this. Like, you don't. You see sweet potato fries in more affluent areas. I mean, you don't see fucking sweet potato fries on any menus of fast food restaurants. You have to sit down to get sweet potato fries.
It costs more money.
You sit down in Applebee's too, but that's still Applebee's.
Yeah, but Applebee's doesn't serve sweet potatoes fries because they got to make room for all the lava cakes in the freezer.
No, I get that, but what I'm saying is it's all – this is a scam by Big Potato. You sell hillbillies to upsell hillbillies on an idea more than the fact that that's a good food. It's awful. And
sorry, guys. Yeah, this one car alarm is really touchy in the parking lot. And I know
Jeremy sat on his keys.
I wish it was something that I could take care of. I just have to wait it out until he figures out his car alarm's going off.
I shut the windows here because there's a kid next door that screams when he plays video games and it gets really loud.
I would love to hear that, actually. I think that would make a good backdrop.
Trust me, it's so aggravating. I think there's something wrong with him. So,
no. Is there enough wrong with him to give him a diagnosis, or you just maybe a little bit of the tism here?
Or to get him to read Jeremy's tattoo.
I can't make the diagnosis. He's probably on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Is he bad off enough to not snitch on Jeremy?
He's said way worse than Jeremy has just playing video games.
That's impressive because I've said some terrible shit.
He's quite a fan of dropping N-bombs and things like that.
Oh, good. I mean, it's the internet, you know. It's Call of Duty, dude. It's a rite of passage.
He's probably playing Fortnite. He's a little young for Call of Duty, I think.
Man, not too young to say the N-word.
You get them when they're young on Call of Duty. That's how that works. Gets the blood up.
Yeah. Turn them into corner boys. Lookout boys.
You get them on Call of Duty young, and then they're in front of the courthouse holding an AR-15 by the time they grow a beard.
Yeah.
I did my research, and Applebee's does not sell sweet potato fries as a
item. They had them
in 2015. Yeah, I know that you fucking know that, Kyle. I'm saying when you fucking said that, I said you were wrong, and then I looked it up. So I'm admitting that I was wrong.
You want me to recite the entire 2 for 20 menu right now? I can't. Don't fuck with me when it comes to Applebee's, bro.
Actually, please do. It's been a second since I've been to Applebee's.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I go Ultimate Trio or whatever, the appetizer thing. I go on at 10 o'clock at night in Steelyard Commons Applebee's, and it's a great time.
Kaizy, where do you live?
I live, Kaizy. I live 77 in Harvard, just north of Independence.
Okay, I know where that is.
So I'm right by the Steelyards, yeah. I'm in Newburgh Heights.
Yo, you eat at Guthrie's a bunch?
Nah, dude, I don't fuck with Guthrie's. I grew up with Raising Cane's, and Guthrie's is fucking trash compared to Raising Cane's.
You grew up with it.
Ohio State.
Right?
Yeah, first one.
You were technically an adult when you went there.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you're right. Okay, fuck you. I'm wrong, too.
No, what he means is that his mom raised 2 sons, and one of them was Raising Cane's.
I grew up with Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's sauce is the worst part of it.
You don't like the sauce. People love the sauce. I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, I like the chicken fingers, not the sauce. That much.
I get the hot sauce and put the hot sauce on it. That's where it's at.
The Guthrie sauce, though, whenever I have it, I stay up all night. It's like there's meth in the sauce.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah, it's one of the many reasons it's great.
Meth is often the secret ingredient to greatness.
We don't make the rules.
That's make me want to go get chicken now.
So you guys are Guthrie's over Raising Cane's.
100%.
Why? It's the exact same thing, except like Raising Cane's has a higher standard for their employees and cleanliness.
Raising Cane's, see, I always run into this problem with Raising Cane's that I've never run into at Guthrie's, is that I, like, sometimes if you go at, like, the wrong time of day, you get the tenders that are, like, super soggy. And I've absolutely never gotten a soggy tender at Guthrie's, so I remain...
Fair.
You know what I'm realizing here is that I'm the kind of fat where I never paid that much attention to what I was shoving down my gullet.
Yeah.
I don't take either one. I don't...
Yeah, you're not fucking comparing the two.
Can I just vote for the Ad Hom Attack Show's fattest comic?
With our powers combined.
We can be the fattest comic.
Well, here's a question on the sweet potatoes. After the impending local terrorist attacks, do we start calling them sweet freedom fries?
Well, we're not at war with the French right now.
Is the war going to be with Idaho?
It's going to be one of the play. It's going to be with I don't know. The rednecks are going to. I don't know who they're going to shoot at. Is the thing. I don't know who all the armed protesters are. They're just going to take over like the courthouses.
Question mark.
It'll be an intrastate civil war, like the northeast corner of Ohio, Toledo.
So like the city versus the country.
Yeah.
It'd be very difficult for Cleveland to work with Toledo. That's still too close to Michigan for a lot of these dumb fucks.
Well, rural folks think they have all the guns, but they're forgetting about places like East Cleveland and shit.
Well, that stretch between Cleveland and Toledo, even though it's more rural, is probably more likely to take that side in a civil war.
That side being what?
The city side.
Yeah, there's not very many folks in between cities going in on that stretch.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it'd be in their best interest to just take what they're surrounded by.
Yeah. When, I mean, the amusement park is like their biggest reason that people go around there. So they rely more on city folks.
They rely a lot on Eastern European help. Them and Rick's Island.
Sandusky is Trump 2020, dude. Like, there's no question about it. Yeah, there's...
It's not a matter of who they would support. It's the matter of if they go too far in any direction, they would be surrounded. That's kind of why, like, the northeast corner of Ohio is super Trump country, but they're surrounded by areas that aren't. So if it really did pop off, they'd just have to go with what's their best bet for survival.
Yeah, but you know what? Trump just gave everybody $1,200. The hood loves Trump right now.
Like, Trump didn't give anybody shit.
Well, that's not the assumption.
I know.
That's the point. I mean, I get it. I get your anger in that too, because I feel the same way. But you know, can we go back to talking about sweet potato fries?
Kyle's dangerously close to letting us know that he's Trump 2020.
Not at all. No way. Everybody who has guns is a fan of them right now. You know, fucking black frame glasses who works as a waiter at a vegan restaurant isn't exactly going to intimidate anybody. You know, the liberals aren't an intimidating bunch right now.
I know plenty of liberals with guns, though.
Yeah, yes, I do too, but the numbers don't stack up.
True. And I don't have any liberal friends posting on Facebook that if you watch CNN to unfriend him now before he kills you.
Yeah, right.
So, guys, what dipping sauces go with sweet potato fries? I feel like that's the more important question here.
Technically a sweet one. If you in Mike's place in Kent, they give you like a cinnamon sugar sauce.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
That sounds good as hell.
A lot of people just use ketchup because they're eating them and they don't know what to do with them. But brown sugar butter dip is the correct answer.
So there's just nothing to do with goddamn sweet potatoes except put like sugar and butter on them. Like there's just nothing else you can do with them.
Yes, you can cut up peppers and onions and make like home fries out of it. That's what I have most of the time.
I'll try it.
Put it in the oven for an hour. It turns out better than regular potatoes because it's moister, and I don't know. I just like them better.
I just made baked potatoes. I put them in the oven for an hour at 400. They came out, and I still had to microwave them for 10 minutes. So, I fucking baked potatoes suck to make.
I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to change my ways. You know, I'm trying to be open-minded right now. And let's get sweet potatoes another chance.
First sweet potatoes, then minorities.
I'm not anti-minority, man.
What's going on with that potato?
I'm anti-women. There's a difference.
This is a sweet potato with barbecue chicken stuffed in it and onions and cilantro.
Dang. Okay.
My wife made that. It was very good.
That does sound good.
I will admit that does sound good. But basically everything sounds very good to me.
All right, I'm buying it, but I still don't like the optics around it.
All right,
the cultured.
That's not what you guys were eating when you were fighting the civil rights battles in Georgia, I guess.
No, we were eating Zaxby's, you monster.
Zaxby's, longest wait I've ever had for food at a fast food place in my life.
Crystal Burger. That's amazing to me.
Was it worth it?
No, because it was literally 48 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
No, that's not worth it for Zaxby's. No.
I've never had Zaxby's. I don't know.
If it was 15 minutes, it would have been worth it, but not 48.
Zaxby's is just another chicken finger restaurant. They just have more sauces.
Fuck.
I feel like anytime you have to wait 48 minutes for fast food, that's not, like, no matter how good it is, it's not worth it.
Agreed. And I don't know. What
was going on that it was 48 minutes that you stayed?
It was the middle of nowhere in the South, and the guy forgot to make my chicken wings. He made the other stuff, and some girl he was trying to hit on was there. And then he's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. It took so long. And I would comp you, but I already rang everything up, so I don't want to go back and do it, but I'm really sorry.
Well,
you're cock blocking him,
I guess. He looked like he was 30, and the girls looked like they were in middle school, so there was a whole nother issue going on with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the South.
Yes.
Trying to find out if that
was. It was also his niece.
It's the South. If you're fat in the second grade, you're not a virgin anymore.
Did you think it was weird when she referred to him as Uncle Fry Cook?
No, that's the guy that touched me when I was a kid, was Uncle Fry Cook.
Is that the guy, Bob Evans?
No, it was Big Boy. It was not Bob Evans.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I wish it was Bob Evans. Shit. I could have, like, cried into somebody's pancakes, but no.
Down on your farm?
Yeah. Coffee was better at Bob Evans.
I've never had Big Boy coffee, or I don't remember ever eating at Big Boy, period.
It's good as hell. They, you know, it's just diner burgers, but it's good.
They had that one in the Valley. By Valley,
I feel like being molested there is giving you a rosier memory of the food.
Hey, it was the most positive.
You're associating it, the food, with all these sexy memories.
Yeah, it's hard because it was the most positive attention my body ever got as a child. So it was, you know, it's hard for me to cope.
So that was the hot Jeremy years?
Mm-hmm. This was pre-hot Jeremy, so it was like god-awful high school monstrosity that, like, cross-dressed and shaved his eyebrows, Jeremy.
Oh, this was asking for it, Jeremy.
This is like, yeah, this is basically, that's what happened. I told people what happened. They were like, well, obviously.
We've seen you, like, get hard dressed, every time.
You're dressed like a runaway homeless fag.
Did they serve sweet potato fries?
They did not. There were no sweet. There's nothing classy about Big Boy.
There's another point for Chris' theory.
All right.
How many of you have been molested amongst sweet potatoes? None. It's never happened.
I was going to say, I was never molested at a Big Boy, but the food still does slap, though. I will.
it's Big Boy slaps, huh?
Yeah, it slaps.
There's a reason why there's never been a sweet potato gate. We don't do that stuff.
We don't. That's exactly what someone who does that stuff would tell you.
No, he's serious. On the Epstein plane, they have sweet potato fries as an option. If you order them, you're the fuck off the plane.
Yeah. Narc.
Yeah, they know you're undercover.
Don't slip up.
That's how Serpentini cleared out Rattlesnake Island.
God damn.
We need those private islands full of ill repute closer to Cleveland. So I can see more of the fallout.
Just give Kelly's Island 30 years.
Was it hard for the guy to get you alone at Big Boys, considering your job was to stand in front of the place while people scream into your mouth?
He did it while I was on break.
That's why nobody could tell. They just thought some guy was getting handsy with the statue.
Sir, don't stick your dick into the ordering box, please.
Look, we get it, but nobody needs to see that.
They put Jeremy out front, and people just thought it was like a goth version of Big Boys.
Jeremy, your next Hot Jeremy video, you have to dress up like the big boy.
Oh, look, someone put fishnets on the arms of the box, big boy. I hope the burgers haven't changed.
I live like 10 minutes from down there. I'm not incriminating myself, but I should go down there and dress big boy up real sexy during this quarantine.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Are they still open? Just
I don't know. I've been down there. I've been,
is everything in Ohio takeout only?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until May 1st, I think. I think they're going to go back to letting people sit in the restaurants because they're taking our rights.
Yeah.
We're still really dumb here, despite the fact that you may have heard otherwise. Like, don't believe people saying anybody's doing a good job here. They're not.
No, yeah. It sucks.
Well, I think comparatively, maybe we are. That's why the numbers are so low. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, comparatively, but it's not like, you know, people talk about it like it's like we're doing such a great job and everyone's doing so good. And it's not. It's people aren't. Just people aren't fucking doing what they're supposed to, and it's sad.
I'm definitely not, but I'm not about to start cooking because the government told me to. So,
you know what? The one thing that I do think is really weird here is that they aren't letting people buy seats. I went into a dollar store the other day and they have it like rubber bands across the front of them so you can't get them out.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know why seeds are considered some, like, but they're not allowed to sell them in stores. They don't want people growing their own food or something.
That seems backwards.
Well, yeah. You know, we can't completely trust everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what to fucking believe right now because you hear two sides of every story and it's like, okay, I don't know what the fuck anybody's reporting. So I'm just waiting it out and hoping I don't get sick. That's about that point, you know.
The longer you can go without getting sick, the better your result will be regardless of the hospitals and stuff because they don't have enough data to really know what works as an effective treatment outside of
exactly.
Someone up to a ventilator. So who knows, by July there might be some sort of drug that works as a treatment for it, at least a little bit.
Yeah, so let's open everything back up in May.
Yeah,
just dodging bullets, man.
Look at it this way. It sucks if you have to be out there working, but a lot of those people are in those situations already. But everybody else that chooses to go out is basically self-selecting themselves for elimination. So good on them.
Yeah, I mean, and the I think they're overanalyzing it and scaring people because if they didn't, people would just be out willy-nilly. So is it a little overblown? Maybe, but I think you have to do that.
Well,
to get some people to listen. You know what I mean?
Well, what they should be, if they really want to scare people, is they kept talking about like underlying conditions and why are these people that are younger dying? And they just had a thing in the New York Times today that the number one factor for death besides age is having a BMI over 30, which is the majority of the country. And nobody's saying that whatsoever. That would really scare the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're fat, you're going to die, which is why I can't wait to get this.
They should expand it to, like, people, the elderly and the fat.
Well, they said everything.
The elderly in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And the South.
I mean, that's why it's getting so bad in Louisiana, basically.
The elderly and the kind of people that don't eat sweet potato.
Yes.
Fuck, guys. Maybe only Jeremy will get that.
Statistically speaking, even with everybody on this call, only one person at most would die from it.
Well,
that would be
And that's worst case scenario. Because that's fine.
I guess what I'm saying is not it.
Jeremy's been smoking the longest, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and deserves to die the most.
No doubt about that. I've only been begging for death for years. It's time.
You know, we're running out of places to hide our pot.
I hope you outlive all of us, you miserable cunt.
I'm just going to clue you in advance. I have a few anal fissures from that rally sandwich, so you can probably hide more drugs in my ass in the various crevices that have been created by my bad diet.
How did you get anal fissures from a sandwich? You know it goes in your mouth, right?
Don't tell me how to eat rallies.
Sounds like you're saving steps by shoving it up there.
Oh, they just say you got to eat. They don't say what orifice has to go into.
This is some weird kink Jeremy has from his Bob's Big Boy days.
Look, I'm just saying I know which hole is sexier.
A lot of coughing.
Jesus.
We're fine.
Some weirdo and a big boy shoved hamburgers up Jeremy's ass 25 years ago, and now our podcast sounds like this.
Yeah, you can blame the amorous affections of a freshly released prisoner for not everything that's wrong with me, but a lot of it.
Is he still alive?
Oh, fuck if I know. I didn't look him up.
Let's give him give him an award. The Ed Hommy Lifetime Achievement Award.
Guy molested Jerry.
The phrase, the concept of taking one for the team. It's never meant more.
If Jeremy's origin story is like Daredevil's, this guy's like the old man he saves.
Yeah, it was Stick trying to teach me the ways of the creep. No, you don't understand. This is how you get ass in a restaurant. I'm trying to prepare you. Just start touching them. Trust me. They like it.
It's your Mr. Miyagi. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went from getting molested in a restaurant to having sex in the cooler of a restaurant, all thanks to Mr. Miyagi.
Badass, dude. That's sweet, dude.
I mean, the thing is, I'm so close on budget, I'm really not sure that I can really bring
anyone. Jesus Christ. I'm assuming Dick's Trump bucks haven't hit yet.
Get that deep voiced thespian out of the room.
Alright, hang on. Hey, Nick.
Oh, he's in the room. He's so fucking loud. I thought he was echoing the halls.
I'm picking you up on audio. Is there any way
he's right? He's trying to order food through Jeremy's mouth.
That on your last episode, you talking about them watching Maul Flanders had me laughing quite hard.
Yeah.
Is it over yet?
We're trying to figure it out. Because we've got, like, just space issues right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on in the house. I can just go in my room.
Oh, yeah, if you're able to do that.
Yeah, I'll just sit in a dumb chair. Only got a 25 minutes left.
Sorry. Why weren't you already in your room?
Because I don't like to sit in there. I just have an office chair and my air mattress. It's not exactly like a good work environment.
Well, neither is Nick screaming in the fucking back.
Budget issues.
Budget issues?
Is that what he said?
He said the budget is, I can't, I'm not even going to try to do a Nick Yurick impression like you guys, but he said something like the budget is tight right now or something.
Yeah,
the budget.
Yeah, we've got, he's on a conference call with, he is the creative director for a theater in West Virnia. So he
close it. It
might. They might.
If comedy's over, so is fucking play acting.
For some reason, that comment's extra funny looking at the static image of Pa's face.
Yeah, it's, you know.
May 2nd, we'll have a roast battle.
You guys can have a real elimination roast battle. The survivors move on.
Right. Yeah. If you lose, you have to let your opponent cough in your mouth.
And 95 masks for the winners.
Hell yeah. End up at Home Depot.
And to really like do it the American way, we get people to donate 100 masks, and then we give away 5 of them and keep the rest for ourselves.
I support this.
You only get a lease on the mask.
Ooh, I get that just from listening to this show. Just like, what was the car? Corvette.
Mustang.
Yeah, the Mustang.
Oh yeah, you weren't around for all that.
Good old Abel. What's his?
Abe Pyle, or was that? Was it
Pike?
Abe Pike.
Yeah,
Pike. Yeah, like the Star Trek captain.
You know, the only time I ever actually met him, he was doing the comedy amateur night at the Funny Stop, and he was dressed in an old dirty New York Yankees jersey and sweatpants. And when Jeremy told me that that guy hated Jeremy, I thought it was just because he thought they had too much of a similar style or something.
Yeah. It's like Jeremy is like Fight Club for him. It's like his lie reflected my lie.
I don't fucking wear sweatpants in public. I wear pajamas like a respectable adult.
All right, you're right. That's true.
I would have a dirty Yankees jersey, but
like seriously, it looked like clothes I've seen you wear on stage before.
Well, I did have a Yankees jersey at one point. It was, I don't remember why I got rid of it. It probably, I lost buttons.
Mustard stains?
I mean, I have mustard stains on everything. It's just, you know.
Chris is leaving out that Jeff Davis was also wearing a hat that said, "Don't call the cops. call the surviving family members."
I did leave out the fact that he was absolutely terrible and then complained that he didn't move on afterwards.
So everybody, he's everybody at the Funny Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I made the mistake of taking notes when I was judging it, so they knew who was judging it, and he complained, and I told him he was not very good.
Good.
That's why they call you a bully.
I guess, yeah, that probably is.
They call you a bully for telling the truth.
Call me a bully because I told a 50-year-old man in sweatpants that his stupid pussy eating jokes weren't funny. What an asshole.
That makes Chris Klum the real hero.
What do you remember any of the material that he did? Because the only thing any of us have been able to recall is the story about getting molested.
Honestly, I don't remember that, but I do remember it was all lowest common denominator sex jokes that you've heard, just with more words and less punchlines.
Great.
How boring.
Yeah. You gotta throw in, you know, jokes about your mother and sex to get on Jeremy's level.
Yeah, I mean, without the incest, you're not truly reaching the lowest common denominator.
I'm not even criticizing, like, lowest common denominator sex jokes, but if they're stock ones, then it's bad.
Yeah, if you didn't write your awful jokes, that's worse.
Like, I saw a guy there one time completely act out sucking a man's dick when he was saying he wanted to do gay stuff, and I'll never forget that memory.
Well, you know, I've grown since then, and I finally came out about that.
No, there's a reason I know how to do this, guys. Chris Paw was looking to start a Motown band, Chris Paw and the Gentlemen Callers. This is just him leading around guys who fucked his girlfriend.
I believe it.
Are you a big fan of the cuckold videos on the tube sites?
Is that a question for anyone in particular?
Chris is over. Chris is no longer guys. It's not gay if there's pussy juice still on it, right? It's now just, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's no longer a thing.
Yeah, I can't get into them.
Watching the president do it to the entire country in real time for 4 years has broken any interest.
I just, I really like it when people are really into it. Because it gets like embarrassingly funny. Like when guys have like so-and-so's cuck bitch tattooed on their chest and they're doing interviews before the videos, that makes me laugh.
There was something, video floating around Facebook that, it said somebody's cuck on his chest and he had, used like, breast pumps to make his breast. He was just a fat, disgusting, it reminded me of the cop pictures Jeremy's been posting.
My wife showed me the video and she was like, what the hell is this? And I was like, I don't know, but it's on Facebook, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, not like
I have no idea. Please don't read any further.
I wanted her to look at Marlon's video that you guys were talking about on the last episode. I'm pretty sure I showed it to her.
The best video.
Oh, yeah, that video was great.
I had to turn the volume up to hear the commentary from the guy in the car.
Yeah, what was it? People on the west side are crazy?
Yeah.
That's the best part. Just like, this is one particular part of town where you're going to see this.
I didn't go back and watch that.
You didn't watch it? Fuck.
Come on.
I've been busy watching Pinheads and doubting my sanity.
Look, you don't understand. You have to watch it.
It's not bad, dude. It's not bad.
That's the thing. It's not Pinheads, Alex the Corville's show. It's not terrible.
I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of fun to watch, especially if you know Alex. I'm with you, Jeremy. You're not crazy for that.
Yeah, it's and he gets better as time moves along. So it's like it really blew my mind. I felt there's really a, bad for not watching it.
Can we get him doing It's the End of the World? Can we ask him if we can make that our opening and closing song for the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, man, yeah.
The sweet video.
He has his own web series.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
All right, well, I'll have to check it out while I still have an Amazon membership.
It's worth, it's worth a look. It's there's a couple of references from our shirt too, which amused me to no end.
Does he do any of the world famous impressions?
He does. And it's not terrible, I'm telling you.
I'll check it out.
I'm still coming to terms with it.
It's quite impressive. A lot of work goes into that.
Yeah. I think that's part of it for me too, is like, I know how much work that takes to actually pull off, and I'm impressed that he did it.
Now, have you guys watched Mafia Ties with Uncle Butter yet? That's also on there. I haven't seen that.
Really?
Yeah, there's a show. Uncle Butters is in a show on Amazon Prime, I believe, called Mafia Ties. It's like based in Youngstown. I don't know. I haven't watched it. I just remember seeing the promotion for it.
I'm going to have to re-up on my edibles before I do a deep dive into an Uncle Butters show.
I think he plays a cop.
What?
It has a review on Reddit subforum or subreddit R Mafia. Mafia Ties on Amazon Prime. Has anyone watched this show? It's so awful, it's not even funny to laugh at it. The director is just completely delusional, and it feels like a high school film project.
That's a harsh review.
The top comment is, ha ha ha, I watched about 3 minutes and turned it off. Now it's in my watch next queue. I watched the first episode of the storyline, made no sense. It's like they tried to fit as many cliches as possible in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Maybe it'll get picked up on Quibi.
This is I'm inspired more than ever to make Jew and Lawyer really happen.
Hell yes.
I would watch that.
Write it up, you fucking lazy piece of shit.
Hey, man.
You know, we're not doing anything right now.
I'm you doing and
Dylan
plenty.
Do a Zoom call. Oh, yeah, you are working. You're delivering dildos.
What is the chances that Chris Paul doesn't have a job when the economy's booming, but then when everybody else is laid off, he's steadily working?
All right, Chris Paul's time to shine.
I've never felt more useful in my life.
The pond scum sits on the top of the lake.
I have a giant bottle of sanitizer that I got when we were moving. I was worked at the moving company last summer, and we moved the dialysis center, and they were throwing out like boxes of paper towels and toilet paper and sanitizer. And I had I still have a lot of paper towels and a lot of sanitizer.
Good. What a come up.
Yeah.
What are you doing now? The same thing as before, or you can't talk about it?
No, I mean, it's a delivery route, but I mean, it's pretty obvious, but I don't know. I don't want to piss off some Trump person that's like, you know, pinpoints and tries to get me fired or some shit.
I mean? If my job finds out that what I said about him on Jeremy's podcast, I'd get fired. So whatever.
Yeah.
I put my dick out at a comedy show once. I probably would lose my job at schools for that. But it hasn't happened. It never comes up. I keep putting it out there so I can discriminate because it's art. You know, I'm an artist.
Not our favorite lunch lady, Kaizie.
There's a good chance I've delivered hard copies of Pinheads and Mafia Ties.
stuff. So you working for the Washington Post?
Yes.
So before we go, we got to talk about the ad homies for a second.
All right, go ahead.
That's allowed.
Yeah. So voting is still open. The Survey Monkey is, if you're listening to the podcast, you know where to find the goddamn Survey Monkey. Like,
racist.
You don't have a direct link?
Yeah, it's like surveymonkey.com/Q5743LQ. Q5? Or you can just text me. Yeah, right. Q5? I can just send it to you. Just hit me up. Hit me up.
HMU, hit me up.
DLQ. Tabitha, I see you're laying down. It's a good move.
Yeah. I mean, I can only look at you propping yourself up on that.
I've been laying down for these shows, but honestly, 2 days ago, the first snow in April, I took the dog out at 4 a.m. I had my sandals on. I take the first step on my cement stairs, and I fucking Home Alone slipped and fell. I could see my feet above my head, and my sandal flew out to the sidewalk, and I cracked my tailbone so bad I've been able to sit down for 2 days.
Shit, man.
So it's stand or lay, and it's terrible.
That's rough.
It's terrible. I didn't realize how much I like sitting.
Yeah,
that's weird. I'm
taking it for granted.
Because I felt a tremor here the other day. I was worried it was another natural disaster happening at the same time, and it was just Kyle falling down. My fault.
Yellowstone went.
And that's why I want your nomination for fattest comic.
Yeah, we're all eligible.
Is that category the one where you have the biggest variance in votes?
I'm trying to think. I've looked at them a couple of times, the votes rolling. I just kind of glance at them. Worst joke, I think there's just tons of people getting shit on. That's
the biggest variance, yeah. There's all sorts of... Because everyone has their own unique opinion on what's not good.
Oh, wait a minute. Have you guys shared the Survey Monkeys on your personal pages?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I just realized who might have nominated me for everything. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Yeah, I figured that's who did it if it wasn't you. Nobody else has that for you. I can think of one other person that might have done that, and why would they?
What's the weirdest one that you've gotten so far where you're like, this person doesn't belong in this category?
Anytime Marv comes up, I get angry. Straight up. It's like, you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and we're going to fight.
Fattest comic, Chris Paul. I don't think you're fat enough to qualify for a nomination. I think it's bullshit. You're the fourth fattest on this show normally.
Yeah.
You're the skinniest person on this show. You shouldn't be nominated for fattest. Bullshit. Sorry, Tabitha.
It's okay. What are you apologizing for? We're laying out facts.
Since I'm most of the audience, I should also tell you guys that the interplay between Kaizy and Tabsy was pretty good on the last episode.
Thank you. We try very hard to keep up this dynamic.
The fat bitch wrangler.
You know, surprisingly, it has been all dudes for fattest comic.
Yeah.
Nobody's that big of a dick.
That's how it should be, though. If I think I could think of everybody in Cleveland, and I'd only think of guys.
I mean, the only reason I bring up Wanda is because she was on her Instagram writing to my 600-pound life. That is owning it. And you should be recognized for it.
Accepting it.
Yeah, but like compared to somebody like Dave Herron.
You have a point.
Or even like Chris Harvey. If you can't get shirts at Big and Tall Warehouse because you're too fat, that like puts you over the top. Like a 6X is too tight for you, then you should be a shoo-in.
Do you guys think that quarantine will affect this category for next year?
Yeah, no. Absolutely. Well, why? Because what? Releasing the people that some of our nominees are going to fucking expire?
No, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking how much weight I've gained in the time that society is closed. But
are you fatter than Jeremy? Good
point. It's possible. I don't know.
Oh, man.
The last time I saw you, Paul, you were pretty trim.
Yeah, none of those clothes fit at this point.
That's the one thing I'm glad about not having to go to the office. It's like, I don't have to worry about this shirt showing off my ass.
Like you were ever worried.
You still don't have a belt?
I have a belt. It just doesn't work very well.
Corporate Jeremy.
Corporate has a Jeremy belt. Has to have a belt.
Yeah. I only have I have a belt for the illusion of trying more than anything.
Corporate Jeremy the is buckle, like when...
The buckle presses into his skin so badly that hey. Be blessed tattoo just it looks all fucking chewed up.
It looks like he got crucified.
Yeah, they think it has stigmata.
Stinkmata.
Stinkmata. That's what happens when your asshole gapes for no reason. You're getting stigmata.
Oh. God damn it.
Oh my God. I don't support this. This is the most fun I've seen Jeremy have in a long time.
Hey, Jeremy, what does, before we go, what I heard there was a PSA coming from the bird from Aladdin. About the good dangers of COVID-19.
It's not the Jews that are spreading the COVID-19. It's other ethnics.
Jeremy, how happy were you to find out that COVID-19 started spreading in New York from Italians and not from
Oh, it was a huge relief for me because here in Cleveland, it's started by the Jews. They went to a national Israel conference and came back with COVID-19. I'm like, God damn it. And they're talking about it everywhere at work and people are giving me looks. It's like, I don't have it. Leave me alone.
The Italians in New York started it by coughing into their hand and then slapping their wives.
Oh, that's good.
I was expecting more casual racism on this podcast from Kaizi.
You come off as casually racist, Kaizi.
Well, you know, I'm laughing at everybody. I'm an equal opportunity hater. I don't hate any one race more than anybody else.
The gabagoo was undercooked. I slapped the COVID. Slap the COVID into that bitch.
Oh, because I made that cremation joke earlier. Oh, God, give me a break.
No, I'm saying as a frequent listener and enthusiast of the program,
yeah,
they're usually good for two or three, not just one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to get them in, I guess.
What he's trying to tell you is you're slipping.
I think his fall must have affected him.
Not the racism.
It affected a lot of things.
The Northwestern seaboard.
Oh, shit.
North Lake Erie is even bigger. There was a tsunami in Toronto.
Six fishermen died at my 55th Street.
But they tied it to COVID, so we're cool.
Pre-existing conditions.
Yeah. My pre-existing conditions.
That is a real question, though. Does that mean that being fat is considered a pre-existing condition and they count that as part of that death toll?
No, I don't think they were counting it as a pre-existing condition, but after getting the surprising number of people under 65 dying in America, they've been studying it the last month, and they've come to the conclusion that obesity, besides age, is the biggest risk factor.
It's one more thing for the world to laugh at us for.
And that's why Italy got so bad, because of their age, and that's why we've had so many deaths. But the good news is there's probably way more people that have it than they know about.
Every time a fat person dies in America, a Proud Boy gets another bullet.
Who's keeping up with those Proud Boy haircuts now?
Oh, it's still Ryan DiPerna.
Oh no, they've hypnotized very stupid women to do their hair for them.
Oh yeah, this Melissa Ackerson here in Ohio says she's running for state representative or something.
Oh yes, yes.
But yeah, she's got one of those dumb '90s new wave, one side of her head shaved haircuts. I suppose that's the proud girl thing.
I assume that means they were into anal. That's what I always assumed. Like a girl with the same side of half the head is,
I mean, that definitely Venn diagram, down to
fuck fuck. Yeah.
It did in 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Venn diagram's certainly mostly a circle, but
maybe I'm old fashioned, but I thought that meant they were lesbian.
There's all sorts of fluidity now, Chris.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, my friend that has it is doing it because she's dykey. She's not like a lesbian. She's just very dykey.
Yeah, but it's also a Karen / dykey / does anal / Second Amendment. There's a whole weird
whole party
thing going on there. Yeah.
Is she running as a Republican?
Oh, yeah. She's running as the Republican option if you don't want a rhino. Like
yeah,
that's my running as like the far right. Like I actually support Trump, for reals, candidate. Yeah, you can grab my pussy, Mr. President.
Yeah,
candidate.
This pussy is up for grabs.
Oh man, that's how you know when you should have entered the podcast 20 minutes ago. When Jeremy's just doing voices and it's not the voice of another annoying Jew.
What's the lady's name?
Melissa Ackerson. Atkinson.
I'm Melissa Atkinson, and my pussy works.
All we need to know.
My pussy worked for Trump. I lift my pussy with my bootstraps.
The engine that lubricates America.
Yes, the I'm Melissa Ackerson, and I watched that tonight. God damn it! That what was
Tiger King?
Nightly Edition video. What was the video he got caught on?
The fucking with Billy edition. Bush.
Yeah.
Inside Edition.
Inside Edition. I'm Melissa. Somebody edit this. I'm Melissa Atkinson, and I jerk off to Inside Edition. It was not worth it in the end.
No, you went real far, dude.
No,
you went real far.
So, Chris, do you have anything to plug, Chris?
Me?
Nope.
Chris. No, I have nothing to plug. The world is not happening. There's nothing going on. It's all these people talking about want to reopen the economy and stuff. I'm not leaving my house till I know I'm not going to fucking get sick. So
you don't have a bunch of auditions lined up for May 2nd?
Yeah. I got a great audition for Chex Breakfast Cereal May 2nd.
That's my understanding is everything is back to normal.
The thing is out here is they have that tri-state alliance with Washington and Oregon, and Newsom's given his talk like we're not doing anything until we ramp up testing and it goes down for 14 days. So it's going to be a while.
I've been reading. That's actually the plan that the White House has been giving governors to.
Yeah.
I think it's just a lot of talk because you can trick the fucking idiots at the stock market if you just say shit.
Well, the thing is,
president.
That is 100% true for the most of the country, but like I have a feeling they're actually going to enforce it out here. Not like Florida, who already reopened the beaches today, and they already have people all over them.
Jesus. I do think that Ohio is in a weird way lucky to have a Republican right now, because he's not somebody that Trump is going to be like rise up against. DeWine, at least not yet.
Yeah.
Well, DeWine's a fucking rhino, dude.
Yeah.
Just like yeah. W was a fucking rhino.
The thing is with that rhino stuff is the one who's been most inconsistent with traditional Republican ideas has been Trump. So he should be the rhino.
Well, yeah, but they fucking sold their fucking party for wins. I mean, they should be disgusted with themselves. As a Republican, old school Republican, they should be disgusting. Not me, but like Steve Guy. He's got to be
disgusting. Yeah, he's got to be furious.
Yeah, he's only into the economics and the hating women part.
Yeah.
The rest of that Republican bullshit can take a hike.
Yeah, he don't sign up for the rest of it. He's a decent one.
Not a tax hike.
Is the Akron Comedy Festival still happening?
Yeah, dude, yeah. So the plan with that is I probably should talk about that. We were like, let's watch it and see what's going to happen. And it's we finished video watching, and, you know, we said TBD. You know, whenever we can have it, we'll have it. We'll give you ample time to travel. We're going to make sure it's safe first. So we actually sent out some acceptance letters today.
Whoa.
So, yeah. And then, you know, we're basically like, hey, you can come to this. You know, if shit changes, you know, let us know. But so, yeah, we plan to keep doing it. I mean, I don't know. Comedy can't die. It won't die.
I just saw that Pete tweeted, we are waiting to see the rules and regulation from the governor to at open in May, state safe.
Yeah. So we can have Michael Odo twice a week.
Michael, just make sure that pussy work.
My proposal is that we ramp up production of giant bubbles, like the classic film Bubble Boy. And we all just wear those from now on.
I don't disagree.
Look, we're if there's all one bubble boy.
If there's one business that can definitely will get people in there as soon as it reopens, it's a Funny Stop, because they have some of the dumbest audience members I've ever met in my life.
Yeah,
that will be the
some of them are good, a lot of them aren't. Let me clarify that.
Yes, I'm sure the Yex family will fill the crowd the moment the doors are open.
I don't even know who those people are, except for arguing with Marv Connor on Facebook.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I just want to officially, like, just I'm not even a veiled thing. Fuck the Yex family. Right, and they're stupid fucking asses.
I want to rent the Funny Stuff out, and every person on Facebook from Ohio that's been arguing with me that the COVID-19's not a big deal gets a free ticket in. I just want everybody coughing all over each other inside.
And they just don't show up to do your set.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no actual comedy. It's just a room full of sick people getting each other sicker.
No, this is where we do our festival of shitty people.
Oh, got some headliners in mind. They're all going to be headliners on this show.
Yeah.
We book it, but we're not going to be there.
No, absolutely not.
Booked from afar.
So what you guys are going to do a festival of shitty comics? Or is that what you're calling the Rubber City Comedy Festival? Am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything. There's an idea to have a show full of purposely bad comedians that would be flattered because they wouldn't realize it's a bad show.
Nah. I don't know if this was something in the works or not.
Oh, we've been talking about doing it for years.
Oh. Well, I think Prince James beats it to the punch.
In light of...
Yeah, I think it's called the roast of Uncle Pimpin at Tangiers. Yeah.
But in light of current events, it seems like the timing has never been better.
Maybe we could just mark it as a Trump fundraiser.
Well, not everybody that we get is going to be like all about that.
That's true.
There's plenty of shitty liberal comics.
The unfortunate part about the Trump people is that it would be nice if they just all went out first and died off.
Well, they are right now.
Give them a 3-week head start.
Yeah, yeah, but the problem that, much like with the Nazis, could just take their armbands off after the war, these Trump folks, they move around in normal society.
Yeah, but they got Facebook pages. Hey, they should have Garth and Brooks play at fucking Kelly's Island and get them to all go out there, put in bed. Well,
Garth and Brooks or Brooks and Dunn?
Or whatever. Inglorious, yeah, whatever. Sorry, I've been drinking.
I'm thinking of an Inglorious Bastards type situation where we carve a T into their foreheads.
I'm for it.
All I know is I would not go anywhere in public that Rob Connor is going to be.
Is that Marv's brother?
No, his brother is Bill Kahn's. His cousin is Rob Connor.
I love it. It's just Bizarro Marv. It's so good. It's his Wario, dude. It's so good.
He really is negative Marv.
Is he, the only difference, he has a hot tub that actually works.
Reverse Connor. Oh, boy. Well, we did it, you guys.
We did it.
We did this week.
Yeah, I gotta go interrupt Nick's conference call now. So,
thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. That was a fake call where Nick was doing that Tom Green thing. If you sat there another 30 seconds, he was gonna start yelling about Helsinki.
He was arguing with the tape recording.
Yeah. To the account in Geneva.
Buy, sell, buy, sell.
Classic.
Underrated
Chris, Clem and I are going to go do an audio. We're going to go riff tracks. Freddy Got Fingered Now.
Fuck, I'd be down.
so you can catch that May 2nd. We'll be at the theater doing that.
Hopefully I can see, like, people again.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I'm good.
Yeah, just stay safe. Wash your hands, I guess. I mean, I'm out in this shit all every day.
Yeah, you're the one I'm worried about, Kaizy, with your lunch me deliveries.
Too. Me too. I'm not actually interacting with a bunch of people, but enough. So, yeah, we'll see.
This is a good
time.
If
he dies, he dies.
Those kids got to eat.
Yeah, I'm doing a decent thing, I guess.
And Gates, how much of a son of a bitch you are, like everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing charity for kids. You're
it's
doing
not charity
for comics. Oh, yeah, but I mean, you're putting your life on the line here.
For comedy and bologna sandwiches.
At least it's bologna and not sweat meat. Shit.
Hey, we do pastrami, fam.
What kind of bologna is it?
Beef. We never serve any pork. No pork. So we get beef or turkey bologna. The beef's better than the turkey, but, you know, sometimes we can only get turkey. I get pastrami, too. Pastrami sandwiches for the kids. They're good.
Oh, yeah. Go through a lot of Jewish neighborhoods?
None.
By no. choice.
They're not the ones going for free lunch, believe it or not.
Oh, hey.
You're setting me up, dude. You're trying to get me. Oh.
Hey, Clem, you heard last week's, right? How funny is Why Amoyve?
Oh, it's good. I honestly.
That's been bothering you all week, hasn't it?
I know.
Listen to you guys.
I listened to it this week, and I was so hurt when YMOYVE didn't, when it bombed the first time.
I know
had to bring it up again.
You're wrapping up the show, but honestly, as somebody who's listened to every episode, because I like it, because it's like I'm hanging out with friends and good times, you always say something that would normally be funny, but either because everybody that you do it with knows you or that you just take too long to get to it, it doesn't hit. It makes it even funnier because you get so disappointed about it.
I'm glad you've cracked the code on why it's so funny. But if you tell him that, now he won't do it because he's self-conscious as fuck.
I'm also not self-aware enough to adjust anything.
You're self-conscious when you're the only person who didn't have their video on this call.
It's because he's got Metro PCS, man. There's nothing to do about confidence.
He's going
to
die from that 5G.
You're not that far off. It's Boost Mobile. And they were the only company still shutting off cell phones during a pandemic.
Well, they knew those Trump bucks hit, dude.
Yeah. It's true. You know what's crazy too is everyone who's calling this a Trump check and all excited about it just got their income taxes like a month ago too.
Yeah,
they already all bought TVs.
Boost Mobile's the only phone company that advertises on WWE.
Makes sense.
The essential WWE.
Yes, the essential. Hey, your business can be essential, too, if your wife's super PAC gives the governor $18 million in a campaign donation.
That has nothing to do with it. He had Trump on the show, put him over.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only two people that Trump called great in his call were Vince McMahon and Dana White, who are two scumbags.
Yeah. They both just have made fortunes off of other people's flesh.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon's got to hold a new WrestleMania and fill an arena and just constantly play, "No chance, that's what you got." Let everybody die while they eat nachos. It'll be great.
No, no. According to Sean Hannity, they're only going to eat hot dogs and chicken fingers.
Because you can eat those with a mask on.
Yeah. Every time they come back to the same city, this crowd's just a little smaller.
It's 5% smaller each time.
Yeah. All right. Well, whether that's the wrap up, we've been wrapping the show up for a while now.
Yeah. Long story short, I had nothing to plug.
Okay. Just SummerSlam.
SummerSlam in January.
Oh, is that a winter one?
No.
No, he's saying by the time people can go to it.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
No, I think they're going to have it anyways. Either way.
Yeah, SummerSlam's happening. Whole new meaning to Survivor Series.
Yeah, Survivor Series.
I hope that when society returns, what happens is that everyone has their guns on them all the time now.
Yeah.
Just go to Texas.
Yeah, they'll drag me behind. They'll drag half of me behind a truck.
Yeah, but that's the half that should be.
Just go back to telling them it's not gay.
Okay, that's the show. That's it. We're done here. Stop recording. It's over.
Stop it.
Listen to something else now, people.
You got to say the thing.
Oh, that's right. That'll do, pigs.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.